The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the November issue of The Week Junior, Science and Nature, Making Sense of the Universe. So here on the front cover, we have Strange New Worlds, Explore the Alien Planets Beyond Our Solar System. Then we have The Lab, Whiz Up, A Galactic Drink, Purple Herons, Tim Peak, Rutting Stage, Butchie Bonanza, A Bumless Beast, The Big Question, How Did Birds Evolve Wings? Special Space Issue, Guest Editor Maggie Adarin Pocock sets phasers to stun. And also, winning photos. Discover which amazing images won our summer competition. And as we go inside the magazine, the contents on page 6, oh, that's amazing. Learn all about NASA's new mission to send humans back to the moon. Pages 47 to 51, the labs. Make color-changing galaxy lemonade and build an erupting volcano. Make galaxy lemonade. Build a volcano. Page 24, scavenger hunt. See all the winning pictures from this year's scavenger hunt photography competition. Page 36, blast off. It's a World Space Week special with Maggie Adarin Pocock and astronaut Tim Peake. Page 40, for or against? Should we spend more on protecting our planet? Have your say. Page 20, heroes of science. Meet the astronomer who uses sound to explore space. And on page 12, Strange New Worlds. Take a trip beyond our solar system and visit the weird and wonderful planets orbiting other stars. And all this as well as on page 4, Budgie Bonanza, A Bumper Batch of Birds. Page 18, Glow in the Dark, Marvel at a Field of Bright Blooms. Page 22, Wildlife Watch. Spot the wonders of nature this autumn. Page 28, Mysteries of Science. A strange hum that only a handful of people can hear. Page 30, Poster. Put a distant galaxy far, far away on your wall. Page 32, Cool Stuff. Take a deep dive into an astronaut training pool. Page 34, The Big Question. How did birds evolve wings? Weird Science, page 38. Find out why yawning is contagious. Head Scratchers, our resident expert answers your burning questions on page 32. On page 44, Science World, catch up on the latest books, projects, and shows. Page 46, Creature Report, meet the goat with the record-breaking ears. Your Space, what have you been up to on page 53? Try your hand at these brilliant brain teasers, puzzles on page 54, and on page 57, quiz. Put your smarts to the test. We're going to begin with the editor's letter. Welcome to a very special issue of The Week Junior, Science and Nature. This month, we're celebrating World Space Week 4 to 10 October, and we are hugely excited to have space scientist, writer, TV presenter, and all-around space ace, Dr. Maggie Adarin Pocock, to be our guest editor. Her phasers have been set to stun, so trap yourself in as we set off on a tour of the universe. Hi, everyone. What do you think of when you think about space? Do you imagine astronauts blasting off in adventures or peering deep into the universe with giant space telescopes like the James Webb Space Telescope? Well, although I got to work on the JWST, much of my work as a space scientist has been observing our planet from orbit. Climate change is one of the biggest issues we're facing right now. This is why I'm so happy that this year's World Space Week will focus on space and sustainability. Monitoring our planet from space makes Earth a better place for everyone. I first got the space bug when I was very little. When I heard about the moon landings, I just thought, oh my goodness, that's what I want to do. I want to get out in space. New missions to the moon, see page 6, will inspire the next generation. The UK space industry is booming now, and we need not just space scientists, but space artists, space lawyers, and space marketers. So, if you catch the space bug from reading this magazine, there's a place for you, too. You might think it's just a crazy dream to go to space. Only about 600 people have ever traveled out there so far. But by having my big dream and by thinking big, it means I get to do things that I would never have thought possible as a child, like being the guest editor of the week Junior Science Plus Nature. Remember to reach for the stars and have that big, crazy dream. Maggie, guest editor. Science Plus Nature, making sense of the universe. Science Plus Nature is brought to you by the team behind the week Junior. This issue explainers our writer, Giles Sparrow, who explores alien worlds, page 12. Wildlife presenter Jess French tells you what nature to spot, page 22. And writer Tom Jackson looks inside an astronaut training lab. So here we are on page 4, Animals in Nature. Budgie Bonanza. Budgie riggers, nicknamed budgies, are green and yellow parrots native to Australia. They're usually seen in flocks of around 100 at watering holes across the country. However, when smaller watering holes dry up in summer, budgies are forced to gather in their thousands to find a good place to drink. For years, wildlife photographer Charles Davis has been trying to capture one of these mass gatherings. In this photo, thousands of budgies can be seen flocking to a lake after heavy rainfall. Davis went out to the lake before dawn to photograph the budgies in flight. After a while, Davis started to feel cold from the drought the budgies were creating with their wings. Wow, beautiful sight here on pages 4 and 5. Hope you enjoy it. Page 6. That's amazing. The best discoveries, inventions, and surprises. Artemis 1 stands ready to blast off. NASA wants to send astronauts back to the lunar surface. Artemis 1, the first mission of the United States Space Agency, NASA's Artemis program, is ready for liftoff. The Artemis program aims to put astronauts back on the moon by 2024 and prepare them for missions to Mars. The first mission, Artemis 1, involves launching a capsule called Orion into space onboard a rocket called the Space Launch System. The spacecraft will then fly around the moon a number of times before heading back to Earth. Future Artemis missions will land the first woman and first person of color on the moon. And NASA also aims to send equipment so that astronauts can stay for longer periods on the lunar surface. However, Artemis 1 is an uncrewed mission, which means no people will be on board. This is a test flight to make sure everything on the spaceship works the way it's supposed to. However, that doesn't mean the crew quarters will be empty. A dummy called Commander Moonikin Campos, a toy Snoopy, four Lego minifigures, tree seeds, Girl Scout badges, and CBC's Shaun the Sheep will all travel on board the spacecraft. Shaun even did some astronaut training, including a ride on the zero-gravity Vomit Comet. As the week Junior Science Plus Nature went to press, NASA had missed its first launch window because of a fuel leak. A launch window is a period of time during which a rocket must blast off in order to reach its destination at the right time. A rocket needs to launch when Earth and the Moon are closest, otherwise it needs to carry extra fuel. That increases the rocket's weight, so it requires even more fuel to lift off. Bill Nelson, the head of NASA, said the next launch attempt could be in mid-October. This is part of the space business, he told reporters. We'll go when it's ready. Final footprint. The last crewed mission to the moon was in 1972. Artemis 1, destination moon. Number 1, SLS blast off from Kennedy Space Airport. And number 2, Orion separate from launch rocket. The third session, Orion set on course for lunar orbit. 4, Orion spends 6 days in orbit around the moon. 5, Orion heads back to Earth. 6, crew module separates from service module. And 7, splash down in Pacific Ocean. Look at that picture on page 7. Wow. That's Artemis. Moving on. Drought reveals wonders of history. Droughts across Europe and in the United States have revealed some ancient wonders, from sunken Second World War ships to a Spanish Stonehenge. A drought is when there is a long period with little or no rainfall. This has led to rivers drying up, revealing hidden treasures underneath. In Texas, United States, 113-million-year-old dinosaur tracks were revealed. The tracks belonging to an Acrothanosaurus were last seen in year 2000 and are some of the best-preserved dino tracks in the world. Meanwhile, an ancient stone circle resurfaced in Huelva, Spain. Called the Dolmen of Guadalperal, the stone circle is thought to have been built around 5,000 B.C. It was flooded in 1963 by a reservoir and has only been visible 4 times since then. In the Danube River in Serbia, unsunken Second World War ships were brought back to the surface, some of which still had explosives on board. In the Czech Republic, the drying of the Elbe River has revealed hunger stones. These are stones set into the river bank with messages carved into them, such as, "If you see me, weep." If the water level drops, the stones become visible, serving as a warning. The fact that they have been seen is due to extreme weather. Droughts are made worse by climate change. Long-term changes in the world's weather caused mainly by human activities. Blood types switched. Researchers at the University of Cambridge have successfully changed the blood type of 3 human kidneys. All people have one of 4 main blood types, A, B, AB, or O. Your blood type is determined by your genes, short section of DNA, a chemical that tells your body how to grow and develop. Kidneys are bean-shaped organs that remove waste and water from blood as urine. Until recently, transplants required the donor's and patient's blood types to match. For example, a kidney from someone with blood type A couldn't be transplanted into someone with blood type B and vice versa. If they didn't match, the patient's natural bodily defense system would attack and reject the new organ. However, kidneys with the blood type O can be transplanted to any patient. Professor Mike Nicholson and Serena McMillan used a machine to transform 3 donated kidneys to the 0 blood type. The device works by placing a special enzyme, a protein that speeds up chemical reactions in the body, into the kidney that converts the blood type. It is hoped that this will increase the number of kidneys available to use. It's very exciting to think about how this could potentially impact so many lives, said McMillan. Funny food. Drought makes fruit and vegetables grow smaller and wonkier. Here we are on page 9, Discoveries, Inventions, and Surprises. Up at the top of the page, Nacho the aardvark, Baluki the rhino on the right side. Wait to go for animals at zoo. In August, zookeepers at Whipsnade Zoo had to put 10,000 animals onto the scales for their annual weigh-in. Every year, the UK's largest zoo weighs all of its animals. This is so they can keep track of the animals' health and well-being. Many animals, such as Asian elephant Ming Jung, had to be tempted onto the scales with their favorite snacks. A variety of equipment was deployed, depending on the size of the animal. An industrial-sized scale was necessary for Baluki, a 26-year-old greater one-horned rhinoceros who weighed in at a mighty 1,650 kilograms, while a more sensitive kit was needed for the butterflies and critically endangered desertas, wolf spiders. Some animals were taking part in the weigh-in for the first time, including a 3-month-old northern rockhopper penguin called Dobby, and the recently arrived at aardvarks, Nacho and Terry. All of the information is recorded in the Zoological Information Management System, ZIMS, a database that zookeepers around the world can access to find out more about endangered species. All of our animals at ZSL Whipsnade Zoo are weighed and measured regularly, but the annual weigh-in is an opportunity to review the information we've recorded and ensure it is up-to-date and accurate, says Matthew Webb, head of zoological operations at Whipsnade. The checks help keepers identify any pregnant animals. This is important when it comes to the endangered animals who are part of the zoo's conservation breeding program. A symbol of hope. On 16 July, a red panda cub called Little Red was born at Paradise Wildlife Park in Hertfordshire, England. Red pandas are an endangered species due to hunting and habitat loss. Aaron Woodnall, operations coordinator at Paradise Wildlife Park, said the Little Red's birth was a symbol of hope following the death of their father, Nampang. Little Red's parents, Nampang and Tilly, had been trying to have a cub for 4 years as part of an international breeding program. And continuing back on the top of page 9, keep Alex Johnson Way's penguins. And then there's weighing scorpions, requires great care.
Ooh.
That's amazing. Rare purple heron spotted in the UK. A bird watcher in Derbyshire, England, spotted a purple heron flying above the Willingdon Wetlands Nature Reserve. The purple heron is an incredibly rare bird, and this is the only eighth time it's been spotted in the country of Derbyshire. Only around 20 of the birds are seen in the UK each year. They are more commonly found in southern Europe and northern Africa. The bird watcher, Ian Elliott, hadn't even heard of the bird until he read about some reported sightings the week before. This inspired him to go and check out the bird for himself. I just sat up for 4 or 5 hours. I was in the hide, and then all of a sudden it just flew from left to right along the length of the lake, he told the BBC. Luckily, I had my camera ready. I was chuffed to bits. Aside from its different colored feathers, the purple heron is very similar to the more common gray heron, but it has smaller legs and bigger feet. It looked a lot darker, and you can see it has got purple tinges to its wings and on its back, said Elliot. You could see that it wasn't a gray heron. Bumless beast mystery. Scientists say they have solved a mystery, bringing an end to the theory that a 500-million-year-old creature with no anus could be our earliest human ancestor. When the tiny fossils of Sacoanthus coronarius were first discovered in 2017, experts thought that this spiky, sack-like animal with a mouth but no bottom was related to animals with backbones. However, new studies suggest that it belonged to a different group of animals altogether. Scientists now think Sacoanthus coronarius is an ancestor of spiders and insects. At first, experts thought that holes around the mouth of the creatures were gills, organs that allow animals to breathe underwater, a feature of human ancestors. However, detailed studies with powerful X-rays show that the structures were, in fact, spines that had snapped off. Scientists are still unsure why this creature evolved to have no anus. Hydrogen-powered trains. A fleet of 14 hydrogen-powered trains has hit the rails in Germany's Lower Saxony region. This is a world first for zero-emission train transport. Hydrogen is a light gas that burns very easily. It is also the most common element in the universe. When hydrogen is burnt to fuel, the only product released is water. This is why hydrogen, when burned as a fuel, is considered a green energy source. Other fuels, such as coal, oil, and gas, release harmful substances into the atmosphere, which contribute to climate change, long-term changes in world weather patterns that are caused mainly by human activities. Each new train will use a single tank of hydrogen each day over the 60 miles of track, giving out only steam and water. By replacing the diesel trains and technology and prevent around 4,400 tons of carbon dioxide, a gas that boosts climate change, from being released every year. This project is setting a global example. It is an outstanding example for a successful transformation, said Stephen Well, the minister president of Lower Saxony. Discoveries, inventions, and surprises. Mount Kilimanjaro gets Wi-Fi. Africa's highest mountain, Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania, now has high-speed internet. Standing at nearly 6,000 meters tall, Kilimanjaro is a popular destination for hikers and climbers from around the world. Around 35,000 people try to reach the top every year, but this new development is not about surfing the net. The climb can be dangerous, and connecting to the internet will allow for more precise location and navigation. Tanzania and Telecommunications Corporation has now set up online access at 3,720 meters, roughly halfway up the mountain. Internet at the summit is expected to arrive later this year. Previously, it was a bit dangerous for visitors and porters who had to operate without the Internet, said Nape Nyawe, Tanzania's Minister for Information. The move is part of an international effort to connect some of the world's most remote regions and make them safer for visitors. In 2020, masts were put on the world's tallest mountain, Mount Everest, to provide it with a 5G Internet connection. This enabled people to connect to the Internet from the top of the mountain. Sleeping giant, Mount Kilimanjaro is a dormant volcano, which means it hasn't erupted for thousands of years, but might in the future. Meet Amika, the new face of humanoid robots. A humanoid, shaped like a human, robot called Amika has just become even more lifelike thanks to some new facial expressions. The UK-based robotics company, Engineered Arts, has given Amika 12 new facial expressions, which include winking and a scrunched-up nose. Engineered Arts makes robots for entertainment purposes, renting them from businesses to use at events. The company describes Amika as the world's most advanced human-shaped robot, representing the forefront of human robotic technology. These new facial expressions are just the latest upgrade Amika has received. In December 2021, it was filmed waking up and displaying emotions such as amazement when it looked at its arms and hands. This was ahead of Amika going on a display at the Consumer Electronics Show, an important tech event in January. There are still many things Amika can't do, however, including walking. Engineered Arts hopes to give it this ability in the future. I see you. Amika has cameras in its eyes so it can detect objects and people and react to their expressions. Amika's facial expressions are uncannily lifelike. Space. Strange new worlds. Let's journey far beyond our solar system to the weird and wonderful planets orbiting other stars. In March 2022, the United States Space Agency, NASA, celebrated the discovery of the 5,000th known exoplanet, a world orbiting a distant star beyond our solar system. Just 30 years ago, no exoplanets were known, and many astronomers thought that our own solar system was a rare oddity within the Milky Way galaxy. Now, thanks to clever scientific tricks and new telescopes on Earth and in space, it's clear that alien planets are much more common than first thought. What's more, astronomers are coming up with ways to discover what these worlds actually like, and are making discoveries far stranger than they could ever have imagined. From planets with pink skies and ones covered by seas of lava, to worlds with twin suns and lonely wanderers far from any stars, there are amazing variety of exoplanets beyond our solar system. So why not hop aboard for a whistle-stop tour of these strange new worlds? Outside oddballs. From the moment the first planet was discovered around another sun-like star in 1995, astronomers realized exoplanets would rewrite the scientific rule book. That planet, now known as Dimingium, orbits 51 Pegasi, a star in the constellation Pegasus, about 50 light-years from Earth. A light-year is the distance that light, the fastest thing in the universe, travels in a year, roughly 6 million million miles. Dimingium is a gas giant world that weighs at least half as much as Jupiter, the solar system's biggest planet, and has a deep atmosphere around a fairly small, dense center. In our solar system, gas giants lie far out from the sun and take many years to orbit around it. But Dimingium completes its circuit of 51 Pegasi in just about 100 hours. This is so close to the star that the world is heated to a scorching 1,000 degrees centigrade. Dimingium was the first example of what astronomers now call a hot Jupiter, a gas giant exoplanet orbiting extremely close to its star. The heat causes their atmosphere to puff up to enormous size. In some cases, such as Gliese 40, 436b, the outer layers simply boil away into space. Burnt out worlds. Another rare group of heavyweight bodies orbit just as close to their stars, but the material they are made of is packed into a much smaller space. Take Kepler 57b. It weighs as much as 115 Earths, about one-third as much as Jupiter, but is just as twice the size across. Astronomers think these super-dense planets are stripped-down remains of hot Jupiters, whose atmospheres have boiled away almost completely. They call them Chthonian planets. After all, after an ancient Greek term for the mythical underworld, Chthonian planets aren't the only examples of exoplanets with a strange afterlife. Astronomers have detected a handful of planets orbiting around pulsars. Pulsars are the collapsed, fast-spinning cores left behind when monster stars end their lives in enormous supernova explosions. The supernova blast is powerful enough to tear apart anything that may have orbited around the original star, but a second generation of worlds seem to be able to form out of the debris that's left behind. Spotting visible planets. Detecting exoplanets often involves observing objects that astronomers can't see directly. Planets only shine by reflecting light from their parent stars. This means they're almost always lost in the glare of the stars themselves. Only a handful of planets have ever been photographed directly, although more advanced telescopes and new satellites are steadily increasing that number. Despite this, there are countless other ways to discover and learn about planets. The vast majority are known only through indirect observation, the way they affect the light from their stars. See box opposite. Dimidium and other early exoplanets were discovered in the 1990s using new technology that could probe the light from stars and detect any changes in its color. Too hot, too cold, or just right? These techniques also give way to a few extra bits of information about the planets. For example, their size or weight, sometimes both, and the time they take to orbit their star, the exoplanet's length of year. Using this data, astronomers have set out an entire collection of different planet types. These include super-Earths, rocky worlds that weigh a lot more than Earth, and mini-Neptunes, grassy worlds smaller than any of those known in our solar system. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.